Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3. So glad Tricia is well and back in the building. Still a little kind of tired, I guess is a good way to put it, from the COVID. But
my body has to recover. You know, I mean, anytime you get sick, you have to have that recovery time. So I have been cleared for contagious symptoms, but yet the impact could last for a while. Some people, you know, they continue for weeks with the cough and the not struggle to breathe, but the more labored breathing, you know. So
you don't 100% sound like yourself. You sound your voice sounds tired, I guess is a way to put it.
Yeah,
but you sound so much better than you did at your worst.
Well, and my taste and smell. I was so excited last weekend when I realized that my smell had come back. And then it was like, wait, the next day it was gone again. Mm. And so that kind of plays with me. It's like, you know, it'll come and then it'll go. And so I never know.
Your taste buds are karma chameleon. They come and they go. They come and they go. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Well, speaking of recovery time, how long do you think it would take you personally to recover from having a live fish removed from your throat?
The one that got stuck?
There's an Egyptian man who's going through that right now. He had to go under for emergency surgery because a live fish was hung in his throat and he nearly choked to death.
Yeah, well, he put that fish there.
Yes, he had caught a fish with his bare hands and he popped it in his mouth and reached in to try to catch another fish, and it decided his mouth was a swimming hole and swam into his throat.
How big was this fish?
I'm guessing it wasn't like a catfish.
Then you just have to bite it and like hold on to it with your teeth.
But catfish bite back, so.
Yeah, but if you're biting its tail, maybe that would be more of a challenge.
Well, it would flop around.
Yeah, then it would be hard, but.
I'm guessing he stuck the head in his mouth, and then it was like, oh, well, I'll just climb down this dark cavern and get away.
Okay, well, I'm super impressed with the fact that he caught the fish with his hands. I don't know where he was, but I'm imagining he was in the water. He was a fisherman.
He was in the water.
It could have been a fish tank is what I was thinking. But, I mean, yeah, just go in and is this how he always fishes?
Do you want to eat a fish some dude's had in his mouth?
No.
Does he sell these to restaurants?
Gross.
It's like, this is a hand-caught fish by Bob. It's also been in his mouth for a little while.
No.